Paul, in a span of 62 seconds, you guys were able to turn the game there. It's enjoyable as a coach to be able to see some puck luck in the offensive zone.
Yeah, the first rotation out was tough for us, the first four lines, and then after that, liked our game, really, and through the first period. Didn't have anything to show for it. And then pretty much, it was pretty solid for the most part. We had a few D-zone coverage shifts, but you know, they got a good team, and they're going to get you hemmed in, but we're pretty solid.
Outside of the obvious being just 10 points, what does it mean to be able to get five consecutive wins against a team?
That you don't hate your days. You know, you still live your losses at this time of year. You don't get to enjoy your wins, but we had a focus and a job to do today, and we got it done.
How good a feeling was it that Mark got that goal caught in the glove?
Well, it's a good feeling because, I mean, it was clear from what we're looking at, but you never know. Those are tough ones.
What's any significance for Mark for 80 points? Touched 30 goals already to get to 80 points.
It just reaffirms where he's at. You go back to Brian Little's injury. He's put up a big number of points over that span of time and done it consistently. And he'd be the first to tell you that his two wingers now, and he gets full credit for the 80 because he's played with everybody. But Ehlers and Wheeler now have kind of come back to the form that they found last year and have been pretty dominant.
I know you've talked so much about Blake Wheeler, but a couple more points, and he finishes the series with 11 points against these guys. Did those guys just kind of lead by example tonight for you?
I think that Blake's had a huge impact on Nick Ehlers' game, on the things that Nick is going to improve on as a young man, you know, being consistent. Blake has been, I'm trying to find a better word than consistent. He's almost a guaranteed effort man. You know exactly what it's going to look like in terms of how hard he's going to compete. And that's it's a great environment for young players to grow up in, to see that, to see your captain. If he was a perimeter guy, we would have a bunch of skilled players heading toward that because he's such a hard working power forward. Eventually we'll get those young players playing more like Blake.
What does it mean when a guy leads like that? Paul, he probably sacrifices some off. He has 72 points, but he sacrifices offense for the greater good.
Well, we got into injury trouble earlier in the year. You know, when you look back, we played 500 in that month of March with that schedule and with those injuries, and we played two rookies with him. And, you know, it's never about his points. He truly doesn't care about his points. It's about winning. It's about this franchise getting better. Can't say enough about the job he's done as a captain. For a first-year NHL captain, I there isn't anything I'd ask him to handle differently. He's just been spectacular in that role.
Mark Stewart scored a big goal for you in the second period, kind of twofold, I guess. How happy were you to see him get a goal, and what has he meant to Nelson Nauje?
You know what? A little bit of both. Like, Nelson Nauje has been pretty darn good, too. He's moved the puck. It's nice having a veteran guy with a young guy. It's nice for Stewie, who spends the entire night taking shot at him, for him to get something to go, you know. And I don't care whether you're a 50-goal man or you're a guy who doesn't score. It still feels good for these guys to score a goal based on the effort and, again, the consistency that he's given our team. I'm glad for him.